CVS and Walgreens want to be go-to treatment centers for people with chronic illnesses.
The issue is these are very, very expensive conditions, things like hypertension, diabetes. Many people have more than one, and it requires a lot of follow-up, a lot of expensive prescription medication. And because people often don't take care of themselves, there's a lot of room to grow in terms of the services that could be used.
Plus, the U.S. Justice Department defends its handling of the Mueller report. And Boeing is facing new pressure to fix a flight control system implicated in two deadly crashes. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our story on CVS and Walgreens, here are some other top stories we're following. Investigators faulted a flight control feature in the fatal crash of an Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX flight last month. Wall Street Journal reporter Alexandra Wexler has more on the findings of the initial investigation.
On Thursday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, accident investigators for Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 confirmed that the crew of the 737 MAX that crashed on March 10th followed Boeing's approved emergency procedures in an attempt to save the plane. Investigators also confirmed that a flight control system was repeatedly triggered during the flight, which kept pushing the nose of the plane down. They recommended Boeing review the system and said regulators should test it before ending the global grounding of the MAX fleet. The finding should increase pressure on Boeing to fix the stall prevention feature.
Authorities say a final report on the Ethiopian flight could take a year to complete. The U.S. Justice Department is defending its handling of the report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller amid heightened calls from Democrats to make the full report public. For the latest, we turn to Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao.
There's a lot of moving parts down here in Washington. The Justice Department is pushing back on some reports from people in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's orbit that the department may have softened the findings of the nearly 400-page report, which has yet to be released to the public. In a statement through a spokesperson on Thursday, the Justice Department said that the report that they received from the Special Counsel contained warnings of grand jury information on nearly every page. That means that it couldn't be released to the public without substantial redactions. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Democrats have really ratcheted up the pressure to get the report. They authorized subpoenas in a vote earlier this week, and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee said Thursday that he may issue those subpoenas if the Justice Department doesn't turn over the report in the coming days.
Attorney General William Barr has said he'll release a redacted version of the report in mid-April. Trade talks between the U.S. and China are nearing their endgame, according to U.S. Chamber of Commerce Executive Vice President Myron Brilliant. But he says a deal is still unlikely to be completed this week. Talks resumed in Washington on Wednesday. For the very latest on trade negotiations between the U.S. and China, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. CVS and Walgreens are refocusing their efforts to cater to customers with chronic illnesses as both pharmacy chains struggle with slowing revenue. Joining me now with more details on what that'll look like in stores is Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Turlip. Sharon, let's talk about how CVS and Walgreens are doing lately. Both have lowered their outlooks for this year for some overlapping reasons, like smaller profits from prescription drug costs, for example.
Correct. Yes. Both had very difficult forecasts. Their share price is way down, and not for exactly the same reason, but for many of the same reasons. And it's around they're bringing in less and less revenue on prescription drugs. There's a lot of impending potential pressure as the government tries to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. So they're having to look elsewhere for profits.
And CVS is also having some growing pains after acquiring insurance company Aetna.
Yes, investors are wary about that deal. The company has struggled somewhat to convince Wall Street that it makes sense and that it will be profitable. So their feet are on the fire there.
Now, both CVS and Walgreens are expanding efforts to be sort of one-stop shops for healthcare, most recently by focusing on people with chronic illnesses. What are their plans in this area? What will that look like in stores?
Sure, it will. And this will be something that won't roll out in every single store, but maybe 10% of their stores, or roughly 1,000 for each chain, where they would be healthcare centers where you would go and you could get diagnostics or hearing tests, blood tests. This is the idea, at least, you know, eye exams. There might be a staff person called a health concierge that would help somebody navigate all the services and get what they need. And so that would be a much bigger focus than the traditional retail.
Why the focus specifically on people with chronic illnesses? Do these pharmacy chains see that as a big growth area potentially?
Yes, they see it as a large untapped revenue stream. And they certainly aren't the first entity to realize this. You know, the healthcare system for decades has tried to work on people with chronic care. But the issue is these are very, very expensive conditions, things like hypertension, diabetes. Many people have more than one, and it requires a lot of follow-up, a lot of expensive prescription medication. And because people often don't take care of themselves, there's a lot of room to grow in terms of the services that could be used.
And these changes and trying new strategies also comes at a time where we're seeing a lot of competition in this space, namely from Amazon, which is also moving into healthcare.
Sure. I mean, you know, I think the big gripe with the healthcare system for most people, aside from the cost, is just the inconvenience and poor service, long waits. And so, you know, nobody has tackled those issues probably more effectively than Amazon. So I think the idea of Amazon getting into this space, particularly when it comes to selling and delivering prescription drugs, is a big jolt for the drugstore industry.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Turlip with more on efforts by CVS and Walgreens to cater to chronically ill customers. Sharon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, on to some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Jeff Bezos will retain voting control, 75% of his wife's shares of Amazon. Mackenzie Bezos made the announcement on Twitter. She added that Jeff Bezos will keep all of her Washington Post and Blue Origin stakes. She'll own about 4% of Amazon's outstanding shares, more than $35 billion, making her among the richest women in the world. Sears is reopening three small stores next month under the Sears Home and Life name. The stores in Louisiana, Alaska, and Kansas will be smaller and focus on tools and appliances. The move comes after Sears filed for bankruptcy in October, closing hundreds of stores. It sold its remaining stores, about 220 Sears and 205 Kmart locations, plus additional assets to a new company under former Sears chief executive Edward Lampert. For all the cat lovers out there, there's more scientific evidence your cat is ignoring you. Japanese researchers found cats could distinguish their names when called. They showed that recognition by twitching their ears or turning their heads toward the sound. But as many cat owners could tell you, just because they show recognition doesn't mean they'll come trotting over to you. The study of 78 cats was published in the journal Scientific Reports. And finally, you may have noticed we have a new format here at What's News, and we'd love to know what you think. Let us know by tweeting us at WSJ Podcasts. And thanks for listening. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.